Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
5 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. We really got after this Lions ticket issue. You can go back and listen to it. Just kind of is the team overstepping a little bit when they start kicking people out because they're selling their tickets. And please, I understand. Well, there's a policy. We have talked to multiple people today who have lost their tickets, who called about the policy and were not afforded answers that they found acceptable or details that they found substantive. The bottom line is, it's all this murky Orwellian, well, if you reach a certain level of selling or transitioning tickets. Look, bottom line, fans have been loyal. They pay their money. I think policies like this are silly. And if you're not going to put a hard number on it, if you sell X amount of tickets, you lose your tickets, get rid of the policy. And I think it's pretty lousy to fans. So we talked about that for a couple hours, just got done with some Pistons. I wanted to bring this up because I need help from the people for a couple of segments. Today, I got some terrible news. Terrible, terrible news. The New York Giants are the betting favorite to land Aaron Rodgers. And listen,
I feel funny.
I know it is. There might not be a player in all of sports that I dislike more. And I kind of wondered what the equivalent would be for you guys, both the listeners driving home and you guys in the room. I mean, Rico is a Niner fan, or David is a Steeler fan. Kenny is a Lions fan. Like, who is the one player in all of the National Football League that you just, under no circumstances, would tolerate, much less celebrate, joining your football team? I mean, Aaron Rodgers is just top of the pops.
You know what? Well, it was Aaron Rodgers, because I thought that maybe he was going to try to go back home to California, finish out his career. And there were rumors that he was going to head out there pretty under a contract year. Maybe you let him go. And I was going to opt out and hit the portal. David, I was going to become a Steeler fan.
He was done.
I was. I was like, no to him. But other than that, man, just that one person that just would, That's a great question, Mike.
Well, I do try.
And I think, again, I got one if you like.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the point of what we're doing.
This one, I think you're going to vibe with, Mike. Kirk Cousins. I want to punch him square in the mouth.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
That quarterback series really solidified it for me, just seeing it.
Losing a home playoff game to Danny Dimes and you're reading your kid a Bible story.
Bingo.
No.
Absolutely
Cousins
bingo.
Cousins needed to be in the backyard with a beer. No.
He showed his kid what perspective is. That's what he did.
I ain't got time for that. All right, so Cousins would be yours. David, you're a Steelers man. some really big rivalries in your division? Is there a player that just, it would make your blood boil?
Baker Mayfield. I cannot stand him, his face, his attitude. It is definitely Baker Mayfield along with Aaron Rodgers. I think everyone is Aaron Rodgers in the league. You just don't want him on your team. But yeah, Baker Mayfield, can't deal with him, man.
248-539-9797. I'm basically asking you, who's your Aaron Rodgers? I need to know who could never wear the Honolulu blue and silver. Who is a player you just would not abide? It would impact you emotionally.
See, I mean, I have one, but it's not football related.
Well, go ahead. You know, I mean, I just didn't want to make it crazy with every sport.
Oh, no. Okay. I got it, but it was last year. It would have made total sense. It was a win-win for both parties, and I don't think either party would have allowed it. But last year when he hit the portal, if you would have added Hunter Dickinson to the MSU hoop team, they actually, I think, would have been a Final Four team. He was the missing piece. He was the missing ingredient. And I don't think me or any of the Izzone could have ever root for that man, ever. Like, he would be the only home team player who got booed every time he got the ball. But it would have made sense.
Okay. Fair. And look, I know.
Like I said, that was the first one that popped into my head. So I'm like, oh, but let's stick with football.
That's fine. Just kind of for Lions fans. Look, this is a town where Chris Chelios played here. At one point, you said you never root for the guy.
You know who's available now. I think Kenny told me.
What?
You could bring back Jamal Williams.
He got released. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Never again. Not after you talk bleep about this town and wore a cartoon bird hat. You're out. See ya. But who is the guy? Who is your version of Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, betting favorite to land the New York Giants. You want to talk about a hellscape? You want to talk about my inability to take my team seriously, to root for my team? Please. That nut job? No way. Who's that for you with the Lions? And you don't even need to say Aaron Rodgers because he was a Packer, and it's not even realistic. He ain't taking Goff's job. By the way, also, did you see the Lions had a meeting with Jalen Milroe? What are we doing here? Do you see that?
Well, Hendon Hooker needs a backup.
Okay, I'm leaving that alone. 248-539-9797. Now, David, ticket techs early. What is their version of what I'm dealing with today with Aaron Rodgers?
Travis Kelce, never bring that guy here. That is from Dan.
By the way, that's a great one. I can't stand him. Is that wrong of me?
No, not at all. Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah, that might be my other quarterback.
It was my quarterback, and I never wanted him to be my quarterback.
What was that like? Because you hated his guts, yet he played for your team and played well.
Did he play well?
Enough.
But why don't you like Kelce? Is it because of his girlfriend?
Me? No, yeah. That was a ticket text. Oh. I'm okay with Kelce. If he came like to my Kelce? Team, sure. Yeah.
Girlfriend?
I think it's him and his meathead brother. And I'm just sick of them being like force-fed. They're like a different version of Gronk. Like the media companies have chosen them.
But see, Gronk, I know he's retired. That's the one for me.
I can't stand him.
Gronk is just go away. Just,
yes. Yes.
I don't need to see you.
No,
I don't need to see you in commercials.
I think the Kelce thing is thinks he's above it all. I didn't think he was in great shape this year. He's done, except he doesn't. No one around him will say he's done. No, I don't care who he dates. I don't know. You know what I get tired of? And it's not Kelce's fault, I guess. It's the media's. Is every time he goes on a date, it's front page news on sports websites. Why do I care that he had a girls' night with Taylor in New York? I don't care. Go live your life. I don't need to care.
No, I'm with you.
I don't know. I'm dealing with a lot right now, people. I got Aaron Rodgers, might be a New York Giant. This is very difficult. My dad's going to be the one that has a real problem with this. I mean, you think I'm going to be bad?
But he was supporting Danny Dimes.
Big G will be inconsolable.
If you can support Daniel Jones, you can support Aaron Rodgers.
I got bad news for you. My dad would support some very bad people before he supported Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is how you feel about Satan. And you're all churchly.
Churchly. Is that David, we need to get that on a t-shirt. You're all churchly. I'm churchly.
I made that. That's probably not a
that's
real word.
That's good. That would be a great shirt.
I'd like to apologize to
no,
everyone.
No, I like that. Don't apologize. You may have given me a $1 million idea.
Like, I was ready to have Matthew Stafford. Even though I'm not a Stafford guy, there's elements of Stafford I can respect. I respect nothing about Aaron Rodgers. Nothing. Nothing. Not anything. Not a singular cell. Nothing. If there was a player built in a lab I would never accept as a Giant, it's Aaron Rodgers. So what's that for the Lions? What is that player for Lions fans right now? And you don't need to dip into your past, and you don't need to be unrealistic. You look around the league right now. You know what your needs are. Is there a player you look at and go, oh, my God, please, please just don't bring him here. I hate this person. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls next. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, we are wading through emotional waters here, and I've just asked you to role play for a moment. Today I found out the Giants are the betting favorite to land Aaron Rodgers. It is a bad scene over here. That who is the one guy you just could not allow to play for the Lions? Because I can't have Aaron Rodgers a Giant. If you want to hear about the Lions ticket fiasco, we did a couple hours on it, talked a little Pistons as well, odyssey.com rewind. David, ticket text coming in, and we'll go to the callers, okay?
My Aaron Rodgers for Detroit is Trevor Lawrence. His face is punchable. Someone else.
Did I do that? I'm sorry.
Jair Alexander, can't stand that guy. I think he's a good corner, but would absolutely hate him for the Lions.
You know what kills me with that guy?
Yeah.
Talks a lot, tons of histrionics and nonsense. Guy's played like 3 games in 2 years. I think Packer are going to trade him, by the way. Not that he ever plays against you, but I do think Jair Alexander's done as a Packer.
My player has to be Jack Sawyer in this year's draft. I cannot stand him from his antics with the rivalry.
Okay, so taking collegiate to the pro level. See, I'm different. Like, for instance.
Leave that college?
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. Like, I hate Michigan with the fire of 1,000 suns. Who do I want the Giants to take at 3? Mason Graham. I wouldn't care once you're done, like one of my favorite Giants of all time was Amani Toomer, also a Wolverine. Once you graduate, I truly don't care. Like last year, I laughed. You know, old Tecumseh in the morning, oh, it'll be so funny if the Giants take JJ. I'm like, yeah, we need a quarterback. I'm good.
Yeah, but Mike will be so angry at the Michigan guy.
Yeah, no. So is Jumbo Elliott. So is Tyrone Wheatley.
Trust me.
I got a million of them.
I love the fact when the Niners took Jake Moody until he just started missing field goals.
Bit of an issue. David, go ahead.
Even though he'll probably make us a Super Bowl contender, it is Micah Parsons. Don't need that attention seeker.
Really?
Then you have this one. Miles Garrett, signed Brad Holmes.
That may as well have been signed middays.
Then you have someone says Nick Bosa.
Okay, now here's one the Lions have been attached to, and I don't hate the player in any means, but I don't want the player. Have you guys started to get inundated with the Joey Bosa stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why? Why does Brad have a fetish for oft-injured players? Like, yes, Rex Ryan may have loved feet. Does Brad Holmes just love injured players?
It's funny because when Jonathan Allen became available on the trade block, injured player, I said, he's coming to Detroit.
I mean, Joey.
Joey. I think he's done. I think
okay,
he's done.
We've lost Rico. Joey's played like 5 minutes the last 2 years. I mean, for Brad is like an evil genius, and he's got this one weak spot.
Injured players.
Injured like, players.
You know what? Yeah, he's he's the convalescent home. Come here. Come on. Come on. Injured puppy. Come on.
Right. Oh, is that a former Pro Bowler in a body cast? Come home, Scott.
We can rehab you. Come on.
All right, let's go to the people. Kyle, 97.1. Kyle, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, mate?
Before or after? Yeah, go ahead.
I had two of them. So one of them hits home because he was on the team for Lions. Is CJ Gardner-Johnson?
Yeah,
just because of the obvious reason.
Yeah, he's public enemy number one now, no doubt.
Yep, 100%. And then Mike, this one's for you. Is OBJ for me?
I just cannot
do it with him. I don't know how he ends up on our team every single year and does absolutely nothing but wear shiny cleats. Yep. I don't get it.
Not a serious human being. No, Kyle, he played for my team and I wanted him gone. I could totally agree. You talk about a guy, if I built a player in a lab that is not Lions culture, it's Odell Beckham Jr.
Yep, 100%. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the call.
You got it, Kyle. Come home, Scott. All right, let's go. Like, that's Brad Holmes just flipping the pages like, oh, who died this week? Sign him.
Brad, he has one leg. Doesn't matter.
You don't see what I see. All right, let's go to Jonathan, 97.1. Jonathan, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. First, I just want to say I really love your show, and I like listening to you guys.
Thank you.
I got two for you guys. One is Patrick Mahomes, a.k.a. Kermit the Frog.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah, I think that his voice is just so annoying, and plus the publicity around the whole Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I wouldn't want Taylor Swift any near any of our players.
Jonathan, Rieger can hear you. He's driving you.
That's terrible. Come on. Stay focused. Jonathan, who's the other one?
George Pickens. He's got a big temper.
You know,
Please take him.
No. David, the word's out. Like, everyone knows now. I mean, he is arguably if there was an NFL honors award for horse's ass, it would be George Pickens. Like, that's the league everyone knows now. I don't know what you're going to do with him.
And that reminds me, Kadarius Toney.
You know, there's a bit of a theme here. The Giants are involved in several of these. That might be a factor in being the laughingstock of the league.
Kadarius Toney. Yeah. That would anger me. You signed who? Mm-mm. Go sign the mailman. Not him.
Anyone but. That's how I feel about Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
I just, oh, man. No. I think the one that was interesting, though, is like, for instance, Jack Sawyer, right? We had a couple of ticket texts about it. You got to let go of the college stuff. If Jack can come here and help you, it's not that he's a bad guy. You don't like him because he's a Buckeye and the flag planting and the whole. What does it matter at the pro level?
Because most Lions fans are Michigan fans. So, if he goes out there and if Terrion Arnold was a Buckeye, they'd run him out of town.
Okay, if Will Johnson, if Will Johnson were getting a better grade than Travis Hunter, would I have any issue taking Will Johnson?
No.
And I'm Lord Sparty.
No.
Can Will Johnson help the New York Football Giants?
Mike, I'm in. I've seen him at 11, and I'm like, I'd rather get some big people, but yeah, sure.
What's the problem?
Bring him in there. But for some fans, because a lot of Michigan fans are also Lions fans, Remember all the PIs that Terry and Arnold was getting by the end of the year?
Yeah.
You forgave him because he's your guy. If he was a Buckeye, he's a bum. Get him out of here. He couldn't cover anybody at Ohio State. He can't do it in the pros.
That's why it didn't work with Okuda. No, I'm kidding. Jeff Okuda holds the honor of being the only human being to get juked from 20 yards away.
True.
When Najee Harris sent him to the ground.
But it didn't hurt or help him that he was a Buckeye.
It also didn't help that Kyler Murray left his nuts at the 8-yard line. Go cue that highlight up. Clean up, you, 8-yard line. Rico, you know the play I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Poor Okuda. What an awful football player. Okay, we'll go to Jerome, 97.1. Jerome, what's going on, pal?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to let you guys know I am a first-time caller but a long-time listener, and thanks. Your show should be syndicated in various markets because you guys do a great job.
Oh, thank you. It's very nice of you. Well, thank you for finally calling.
Yeah, we've been here for years.
So,
yeah.
So real quick, my pick is tap dancing, patting the ball, Matthew Stafford. Never liked him. He's been so much media overrated, from Terry Bradshaw saying he's the next best quarterback ever to, no, not for me with the Lions.
You know, I think it's something when you've had a player here and you find out he wanted out and he didn't win the big games here and he goes on to win a Super Bowl. I understand that. I do. You get to a point where you can't go home again. You know, do I have vitriol for Stafford? No. But I understand why you'd say I never want him back. Me as a Giants fan and a radio host, it was gold if he came to my team. You guys would break my balls because he'd be playing every game outside. He'd be terrible. Kelly would be all upset. It would be in the papers. And it would make for great radio. I have no hope. I mean, honestly, I understand there is no way out. Not the late 80s classic by Robert Tepper, there's no easy way out. No, so, with the Giants, there is no way out.
So, Aaron Rodgers, would you take Shedeur Sanders?
I don't hate Shedeur.
I'm saying, but I know you said that these quarterbacks aren't that good this year.
Yes, because once again, there is no way out. Nothing that happens. The Giants are set up to be the wet wipe of the NFC East for the next 5 years.
Would you take Kirk Cousins?
Sure.
Would you take Sanders knowing that Deion had to come with him?
Yes.
Wow.
No, Kenny, I think he would take Cousins.
Yes. Anyone but Rodgers. Anyone. I'd take Hendon Hooker.
Russell is on his way.
Anyone.
Right now.
I'll take that weirdo every day.
But the media says that Aaron Rodgers is still good.
No, he's not. No.
They peddled him last 2 years. I was like, he's not good.
We're good. Yeah, no, we're good. Thank you for allowing me to process this psychologically taxing moment today. Thank you, Lions fans.
Feel better?
I do a little bit. Okay. I won't feel better until Aaron Rodgers is somewhere not New Jersey.
I don't know if, David, if we should all get Aaron Rodgers jersey or buy him. See, he won't wear it.
Honestly,
Football Friday, we would all wear ours.
He signs with the Giants. We should all just fly to Brazil and do the ayahuasca. Call it a day.
I mean, instead of Hawaiian floral Fridays, Aaron Rodgers Fridays.
Oh, what's that include? What are you going to do? An enema over there in the 4:00?
No, we're all going to get the jerseys.
Right over in the corner.
Every Friday.
Hey, it's Odyssey.com Rewind.
Coming up next, Ava Vasana. Be curious, will you please?
97.1.
Fellas, a question. And before I ask it, please subscribe and like to the YouTube. Evan's child needs to eat. Have you no soul, people? Rico just told me something, and I would like, well, I don't want to confirm this. I'm hoping he lied to me. But Kenny and David, I am trusting you to be honest with me while I was on vacation last week. Is it true Stoney took you to break at 3:49 in a 3:55 stop set? You know,
yes.
6 minutes early.
Yes. He also took a caller without him being screened.
Oh, he did. He took the call.
The phone was ringing. He just picked it up, put him on the air.
And he was like, hey, Kenny. He's like, oh, you're actually live on the air. He's like, oh, okay.
Forgot about that. Was amazing.
Okay. Just, wow. Okay, I'm sorry for the name I called you during the break. Followed by the word liar. All right. David, take a text. Oh, boy.
Well, a couple of names are still coming through. Someone says, Aiden Hutchinson signed every Sparty fan everywhere.
Really? I take him tomorrow. I think you're dreaming.
Someone says, Josh Reynolds. I think we know why they're saying that. A.J. Brown would drive me crazy watching him cry every game. That are from Stone in Shelby. Steph Diggs can't stand him and wouldn't root for him if he was a Lion. C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah, he's public enemy number one now.
Devontae Adams can't stand him. That is Nick and Alma.
By the way, so now this will be what? One, two, three. It'll be his fourth team in 18 months?
Yes, I believe so.
At what point are you the problem?
Quay Walker. That's a name.
That's because he's a cheap shot guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's just always in the what?
Nope, I'm going to be good. It's too late in the show.
What happened?
Nope.
All right.
You said cheap shot, and I was like, well, because, never mind.
What?
Go ahead.
David, I think you know where I'm going with this.
I don't know. Maybe
none of
I
us
know.
Do. Just say it. It can't be that provocative.
Well, you may or may not have one already on the team.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, the Lions have a couple dirty players. Everybody knows that.
I said they're not dirty.
Oh,
signed
okay.
Lions fans.
Oh, all right, sure. Right.
And then one more here.
Call
before
it what
we
it
get.
Is. I mean, Brian Branch has been suspended a bunch. Kirby Joseph. He
that was the one I was thinking
he
of.
He crushes people. Like, well, what's the problem?
Like, well, Kirby wasn't, I guess, because the rest of the league doesn't like him.
Okay.
One more here before we get to Jeff down at LCA. It is Jameis Winston. Dude is the definition of cringe.
No.
That is Kyle N. Howell.
Jameis Winston is root for radio. He would give us something to talk about all the time. I mean, even if he's riding around on that bicycle giving people rides at the Super Bowl, that's root for radio.
And he's also better than Hendon Hooker.
Huh?
Rieger, is that you? Are you going to address what McLennan had to say? I've reached acceptance phase. I have no reaction. Yeah. Okay. It's March 4th. Can we let these things happen before you freak out? Do you really believe he's going to get 600 at-bats with this team?
You know what? You need to go on vacation more often. I don't even know who you are right now. Who is this tan man across from me? 248-539.
No, Jeff, I want you to close your eyes and really envision Baez getting 600 at-bats. There's no scenario. Well, if that happens, I'll be angry. All right, now listen, relax. Get to the McLennan thing, please. Come on, don't ruin the deadline. Oh, man.
he sounded like every general manager in this city. Just don't expect much. We're waiting on the kids. Let Brad cook.
No. No, he's not. John Gibson's not. No, I'm with you. I think it's adding someone on the blue line. It's probably getting somebody who can help you with the penalty kill. And yeah, I mean, obviously, top six forwards don't grow on trees. Are you willing to pay the freight to go get one? You know, Kenny's idea was Marchessault. You know, like, I just don't see why it wouldn't be time to get a little bit aggressive. Let's make the playoffs, man. Let's do this. No, I have no issue with it, but apparently we're crazy. So, all right, you're next. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2, 97.1. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.